Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Danny Tarkanian joins us with news about his latest lawsuit as it goes to the Supreme Court. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Lisa Cafferata, Ray Bacon, and Amy Tarkanian. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're in the Capitol at the old Supreme Court building with Danny Tarkanian, former congressional candidate. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, it's my pleasure to be on.
So the first question that everybody asked me when I announced that you were going to be on the show is, do you plan to run for anything else, or are you done?
I don't have any plans at this time. I'm still relatively young, so you never know what will happen, but not at this time.
You're in Carson City. One of the reasons is to go to the Supreme Court today. You're continuing battle with now Congresswoman Susie Lee.
No, this is with Jackie Rosen.
Oh, this is with Jackie Rosen.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a continuation of the lawsuit that's been running for a while then?
Yeah, these lawsuits take a long time and they drag on. We filed this lawsuit almost 2 years ago.
Do you have a lawsuit against Susie Lee as well at this point?
No, we don't. Lawsuits are expensive. They're very time consuming. It's hard to be juggling more than one at a time, but they're basically the same statements and allegations. It all generated from a lawsuit that I had filed against Mike Snyder in my first race. I won a defamation lawsuit in 2009. It's my understanding it was the first politician who had won a defamation lawsuit in the state of Nevada. And after the 2009 verdict, when I ran against Congressman Rosen in 2016, she used virtually identical words. I mean, we put them up with each other, besides a few ifs, ands, and buts, it was virtually identical. And we sent her a cease and desist letter telling her to take down the ad. This was, I think it was like 11 days before the election, she refused to do so. They ran hundreds of thousands of dollars in TV ads at the very end, utilizing the same defamation statements that we'd won in the Snyder case. And she won the race by 1%. And it isn't right to continue to reward people that lie and deceive to win elections. And I was raised by a very strong-willed mother that you fight for what you believe in and when you see injustices. And although this is very expensive, this hearing with the Nevada Supreme Court, a lot rides on it. If they rule against me, I would have to pay their attorney fees, which is almost ridiculous because I'm suing based upon statements that were already found defamatory by one jury. You think that we at least have that opportunity to take it before another jury.
And I should point out that you are very Republican. your strong mother is a very strong Democrat who just got off of the Las Vegas City Council because she was termed out, Lois Tarkanian. Yeah,
she's still on until May. She's a Kennedy Democrat, which I think is pretty much a Republican in today's world. We see eye to eye on many issues. There are a few that we don't. She actually supports a lot of the same things I do about President Trump. Neither one of us have agreed with his language that he's used on occasions. But she agrees with a lot of the things that he's trying to implement in policy-wise, which I have and which I've been attacked on for doing so.
Which things did she agree with him on?
Well, a lot of his economic policies, his foreign policies. She believes that we should be fighting wars overseas without an imminent threat to our national security, to that of our allies. She also believes, like most everybody else, that the NATO members should be paying their fair share of the cost. We shouldn't be stuck with it. So there's a lot of those things. Listen, you can dislike President Trump for a number of reasons. It's hard to argue against a lot of the things he's doing policy-wise. There may be a few that some people would disagree with, but look, we have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. For minorities, the lowest on record time. We've seen GDP at 3% annually for the first time in 10 years. President Obama didn't reach it in his entire 8 years, the first president that ever did so. You see that we're finally pulling troops out of the Middle East. We've been there, 18 years. We spent $3.5 trillion. When we have people that need it here in the United States, we talk about not funding health care, education, mental illnesses, and we're spending $3.5 trillion overseas. He's pulling the troops out of there, and he's getting a lot of heat and a lot of blowback from Republicans on it, but he's having the courage to do so. And one of the things that's always bothered me is, if we're going to put our military overseas, and we're defending everybody else, why are we paying for all of it? I mean, we have our own defense budget to defend ourselves. Why are we paying for the defense budgets of Germany, South Korea, and all the other places around the world that we have our troops at? They should be paying the cost of this if they want our forces there.
But there are also geopolitical reasons why we're all over the world. I mean, it's not just and also, I mean, we have to think back many years now to the warnings we received from a former president about the military-industrial complex. I think as long as there is so much money to be made from the military, that's not going to go away, and it's in every state in the United States.
Look, it may not go away unless you have somebody tough enough and strong enough and hard-headed enough to demand those changes, which is what President Trump is trying to do. What you're basically saying is, because of the industrial complex and all the money that's being made in different states by having these companies building these war machines, it's never going to change. Well, we have people that are starving that on the streets. We have people that are homeless. We can't fund health care. We have a $22 trillion deficit debt. Are we supposed to sit there and say, that's okay, we're going to continue not only funding these military, but expanding them like we have over the past 18 years?
With the GDP, it's interesting to note that both the Fed chairman and the former Fed chairman both believe that the GDP that we accomplished is not likely to continue, that you know, it's going to fall back because it's not sustainable, which is amazing when you consider that the GDP at 2% to 3% was considered normal, and now it's considered excessive.
Well, before President Trump was elected, they said he was dreaming, and it was fantasy land that he was going to hit a 3% GDP, that 2% was the best we can do. So there was a lot of people that doubted he was going to get to 3%. Why don't we wait and see if it continues or not? I doubt this federal chair can see into the future. He may have some opinions, and he may or may not be right. But there was a lot of naysayers that President Trump wasn't going to get the economy to the 3% GDP growth, which we have. And he did acquire, with the fourth quarter, having a partial government shutdown.
Let's go back to the lawsuit. So why do you think that, you know, because Jackie Rosen and her campaign were well aware that you had won your lawsuit the previous time around. Why do you think that they went down that road knowing that the potential was there for a huge reward to go in the wrong direction for them?
They were desperate to win. It was a very important. See, it's not just Jackie Rosen. I've sued the DCCC, which is a Democrat congressional committee, which funds all of the major Democrat congressional races. This was a very important race. It was very, very close all the way to the end. And 11 days out, I'm sure they did some polling and said, hey, we're in a little bit of trouble. Let's do something that's really egregious. He probably won't sue us. I mean, nobody wins a defamation lawsuit, even though this guy won one before. They passed a new anti-SLAPP statute, which really discourages lawsuits, particularly in the political arena. You pay a $10,000 fine if you lose. Basically, the initial motion is that they say there's no basis or merit to your lawsuit, you can't win. And if the court agrees with it, you have to pay a $10,000 fine and possibly the other side's attorney fees. So there's a high risk in it. Most people wouldn't do it. And quite honestly, it's cost me a lot of money already for my attorney fees. It's been 2 years. You go through all this stuff. Most people wouldn't do it. Again, I was raised a different way. My mother and my dad a little bit, but more my mother. Boy, she was a fighter. Always felt that if there was an injustice out there, you had to stand up and do what was right. Look, the fact of the matter is this, they can't argue against this. They ran three statements that are virtually identical to the statements that I won the defamation lawsuit in the past. Those statements clearly implied I committed a crime. They're now walking that back. They said, oh no, these statements didn't say he committed a crime. They just said that he did legal work for these clients. They never used the words. The statements were this. Danny Tarkanian set up fraudulent companies. Scams that Danny Tarkanian helped set up cost seniors millions of dollars. They don't mention I was an attorney. They don't mention it was legal work. They don't even mention it's professional work. They imply that I was involved in these and then they have on the picture of the television ad, this lady, this old lady answering the phone, and you can see her looking so sad, and then they show a picture of me, and the worst thing about it is, they put quotes from three different quotes from two different newspapers, and none of the quotes they put in the ad were in the newspaper articles. They just made them up. But what they did was they wanted there to be some type of credibility, a third party vouching for these statements. So they put up in a box, quoting the Las Vegas RJ, and they gave a date and time, and they did the Las Vegas Sun, they gave a date and time. Nowhere in there are those words or even a summary of those words. It was brazen, it was reckless. I just can't imagine how the Supreme Court's going to determine whether this is a frivolous lawsuit or not. How can you come to that conclusion unless there's political stuff behind it? But I certainly think that we're going to win, and I look forward to taking it to a jury and letting the jury decide if this was in fact defamation, meaning you have to show malice, and mean Jackie Rosen knew that this was the case, and if so, what the damages are.
You know, you raise an interesting point here that I can't let go by, which is you talk about your parents and you talk about your mom being the tough one. Yeah. Your dad was Jerry Tarkanian, yeah. One of the greatest coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach. You surprised me by saying that. What was the dynamic in your family where mom was tougher than dad?
But my dad fought the NCAA, which is the biggest and most powerful athletic organization in the world, in the country at least. And he took it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. No one's ever done that. My mother forced him to do it. He wanted to settle the case.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. And then they sued him, sued the NCAA after that and won $2.5 million. My dad wanted to settle. He didn't want to fight him anymore. He wanted to give up. He told my mom it was costing too much money. She refused. He was the one she was the one that kept him going.
Let's take a break. More with Danny Tarkanian. There's always a surprise on this show. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Tarkanian. I wanted to bring up a story we've talked about on the show before, but I wanted to know where we were with this, which is that you've been negotiating on a movie about your dad's life. Where are we with that?
Well, we have a guy who was writing the script. He won an Academy Award for short stories. He's out of New York. They did a initial draft, and it was very long. It was going to be a 5-hour deal, and they tried to cut it down. And they said, well, maybe we could do two movies on it. And finally, we decided, the way the society is going anyways, is these series of shows being shown on Netflix and Showtime and those things. So they're writing a series of these episodes now where he can get maybe 9 hours in and be able to get everything in that he wants. And he supposedly has the pilot done. Will be done this week is what I've been told, and I'll be able to see it. Then he's going to take it to some places and see where the interest is. They said they've had some good interest so far from Showtime and a couple other places. So I'm very anxious to see it. He's a good writer. He has a little bit of difference in the script. He wants to talk more about old Las Vegas and the alleged mobs that were running and so forth, and how it changed. I like the background of what my father did with, you know, dealing with the inner city kids and overcoming a lot of the obstacles. We talked about the NC20 and others. I'd like to see more focus on that. And hopefully there'll be enough of that in there that'll satisfy our family.
Well, every time you're on the show, we get tremendous response from all across the country. So I think that a series of shows about your dad would be wonderful. Great to have you on the program, as always, sir.
And thank you.
We'll hear what happens at the Supreme Court and have you back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Elisa Cafferata is here. She's principal with Cafferata & Company. Ray Bacon is the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. And Amy Tarkanian, in some way related to Danny, who was on the show earlier, is the former Republican State Party chair. Pleasure to have you all here. Elisa, it was interesting news to hear that Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, is now applying to leave NV Energy. What does this say to you about the results of the election, where NV Energy managed to spend $63.5 million to stop the regular folks of Nevada from having energy choice? Did the public make the wrong decision, do you think?
Well, I think that those kinds of decisions are really extremely difficult for anyone to make an informed decision on. And there was a lot of money spent on both sides. And it was, you know, just really hard to sort through it. So we will see as cities and companies leave, you know, what the impact is for the rest of us.
Well, it was very interesting because really there were only two main funders of the opposition, and NV Energy's parent company was the main funder of, you know, the anti-abortion.
After saying that they weren't going to in the prior election.
And well, they said they were going to take a neutral position on it, and did so for 2 years at least. But they outspent the opposition by 3-1. It was Las Vegas Sands and Switch that were the main people who were funding the support of passing energy choice, and both had already made that decision for their own companies. But you know, the public just did not understand after voting in favor 72% in the previous election cycle. They just didn't really understand. They got killed.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a very nice summary and things like that. The reality of the situation is energy choice is probably going to become fairly widespread in this country at some point in time, and we could have been on the leading edge of that, and we opted not to. That's good advertising, though. You have to give them that credit for that.
And you know, the bottom line was, and I talked to the folks that were promoting the pro side of this, and said, you know, your message has to be in 30 seconds. It can't be a complicated explanation. And they just didn't get it.
No, they didn't. And the other side did an excellent job. I remember countless conversations with people trying to grasp really what was the vote detailed, what was entailed in what they were going to vote for, because there was a lot of scare tactics saying, well, we might have to share electricity grids and then everything will shut down and then we won't have our AC. And of course, that's huge in southern Nevada. We've got to have our AC when it's triple digits.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Every once in a while, northern Nevada too.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But they did an excellent job on their advertising on the anti side.
I'm still trying to figure out how long it takes to amortize $63.5 million. And I asked Michael Yakura that question, and he couldn't answer that for me.
I had somebody that used to be involved in the rape-making thing and said that they will make it all back in a year.
In a year.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that was their assessment.
And I have to say, you know, on behalf of NV Energy, good luck to them. They fought the fight, they spent the money, they won, and they protected their business. Let's talk about another issue here that's come up, which is, and this is crazy to me, but I want to get your takes on it, which is advocates are making a case for Nevada to grant electoral votes to the national popular vote winner, which to me takes away any power that Nevada has whatsoever in anything. Your thoughts?
I think it's a terrible idea. This is the third time this bill has been brought up, and it would basically take the power away from states like you just mentioned, like Nevada. It's the Federalists came up with this. This is in the part of our Constitution. I don't see that this is a wise decision at all.
I mean, this is basically going to give states like California and New York and other major states all the power, and you know, you would never see another candidate come to Nevada. There would be no need, right?
I think the argument would be that it is representative of what the voters of this country would like to see in office. We know the Electoral College was put in place because the Founding Fathers thought there were certain people who should not have their opinions reflected in the vote. And so I think when you have election after election where the popular vote goes one way and the Electoral College goes another, you know, you're not representing the will of the people. Now, the impact to Nevada, you know, that I think we can have a long conversation about. I'm sure there are plenty of people who would be happy not to see all the endless parade of commercials and candidates. So, I think it's going to be an interesting discussion.
But aren't you pleased to see the presidential candidates all coming through Nevada, whether it's Las Vegas, Reno, their surrogates? We're a big deal.
The idea of these candidates coming to Nevada was they were all going to start talking about Western issues. And I think with the shipment of plutonium to the state, you could argue they haven't been listening very well. So, I don't know that it's having the desired result.
Did you read the letter to the editor, the op-ed piece that Rick Perry wrote over the weekend?
I did not.
Okay, Ray, you're nodding your head. You read it. I thought it was if it's true, it was a very good explanation, and it makes Nevada officials look.
I thought it was embarrassing.
A little off, yes.
Because I was on active duty at one point in time, and because a nuclear shipment stopped at a facility that I was at, and I had no idea what they were doing there, and didn't for about 3 months, you don't want a lot of notice about the routes and everything else. But the people that should have known knew, I'm relatively convinced, and so consequently, I think Nevada has a little bit of egg on her face.
All right, I'm going to hold you over because we're going to have you guys stick around for the next show. So we'll come back to you, Amy, right off the top. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you. Simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success.
Yes,
Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, coming to you from Carson City, State Senator Joe Hardy will join us. Plus, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. All our shows for the last 6 months up there in full HD. We'll see you on the next broadcast.